Okay, everybody, let's go ahead and get back in our chairs and get this show on the road with Tracy and Sasso. Okay, so gang, I need to have your laptops down again. You're like, gosh, she's so serious about this. Gosh, they said she'd be, and now she is. You forget it. Exactly. I like that. That's a good secret. Grace, you got that secret? You just. There you go. There you go. Okay, so it was really interesting. That when we were leading up to this meeting, right in front of the teacher, laptop up, chit-chatting about Petra. For those of you on remote, you know, Diana is misbehaving. We have a lot of our alumni will come on the remote participation, so they have their eye on the other alumni. So leading up to the meeting, several of you said to me on email, you know, it'd be really nice if some of the alumni could talk to us about their experience and we could hear a little bit from them about their journey. And it's something that we have actually tried to weave in to each of the weeks, ICANN weeks, the last couple years. So yes, we are going to start off the second part this morning with two of our alumni who each had a different path through fellowship and into the Government Advisory Committee, the GAC. And so, Tracy, I'll let you introduce yourself and a little of your journey, and just let us know when to pass your slide forward, and then we'll pass off to Sasso.
Hi, good morning. First thing to do, I just want you guys to say good morning in your own language. Just say it together. Let's go. Just say it in your own language. Loud. Come on. I didn't hear that side. Your own native language. Just say good morning. All right. That just shows how diverse the group is here today. Although ICANN does a lot of their work in English, and you see we have translation. It's a very interesting place to be. For those who are new, you would see, for the first time, I think, a lot of other countries you've never seen before and so on. And the GAC, in particular, is a place where coming into the fellowship and taking that track when I came in 2009 in Sydney, I saw for the first time in my experience a whole lot of countries arguing and talking and so on. But what it really is the GAC, right? The GAC is a group of governments sitting, discussing, and advising ICANN. It's a governmental advisory committee, right? As opposed to the supporting organizations which support ICANN and form part of their policy-making process. The advisory committees influence, at least that's according to the ICANN documents, that process. They don't have voting rights, but they influence the process. I started as a fellow in 2009 in Sydney, followed up in Seoul 2009, and my third time was in Cartagena in 2010. And throughout the process, I was between the CCNSO, because of our CCTLD process, and the GAC. And I chose the GAC direction because at the time, the new GTLD process was kicking off. And it seemed very interesting to sit in a room where over 50 nations would discuss in closed and open session what they would like to advise ICANN to do. It's the first time that you would see, I think, in many cases, in a non-UN environment, governments talking, but not talking in government speak. For those who are in government, who's from government here? Anybody? I think they asked this morning. One, two. Right. For those who are in government who might be familiar with the UN system, the speaking in those environments are position-based. So you have a position, and your country has a position, you advance that position, or you stay neutral, etc. In the GAC, what I learned was that a lot of personal positions were being advanced, which I thought was very interesting. So you come representing your government, but you don't necessarily have to represent a position. You can represent a personal opinion, which I thought was very interesting. So as a fellow, it was different for me to see the ICANN process working in a non-formal, I won't say informal, a non-formal way. Next slide. So just to show you what the GAC is doing. So the GAC's role is to provide advice to ICANN on public policy issues and so on. You can read the slide and et cetera. The interesting thing about the GAC in my experience is that for those who may be following, anybody who wasn't following the new GTLD process, show of hands, following it, the GAC, I think got a very bad rep or bad name during that time. It sort of seemed to stall or delay the process for some reason. They were arguing at the board in San Francisco, which I attended. There was a very interesting meeting for those who were there to see the GAC and the board fight in public. It was a very interesting standoff. I'm not sure if you all follow. Anybody was there? Yes, it was a very interesting standoff. However, it was very good again to see the GAC not only fight with the board, but resolve the issues with the board at that very same meeting, in the end, offline. It happened behind closed doors in the margins, and they came back by the time the board meeting was held. It was resolved, at least partially. As a fellow, I think that going back to your countries and taking that message back to your governments is very important. For those who are familiar with, again, the UN process or other processes, it is very difficult, I think, to convey the different discussions that happen here. It's very difficult to convey that. It's not a I was in the fellowship thing last night, and you have civil society, you have people from other CCNSO, fellows, governments, all talking, and they were arguing in the morning, but having a drink in the evening. Very, very different to what you might see somewhere else. I think for each of you, it's good for you to go to each of those constituencies, the committees, as they talked about this morning, test it out, but look very carefully at what's going on in terms of the multi-stakeholder discussions. Look very carefully at how discussions are held without, although there may be arguments, although there may be, I know the ALAC is very similar, although there may be discussions and disagreements, watch carefully how they resolve those disagreements. It's resolved either in public view or in the margins, but it's always resolved. You don't have situations emerging, at least I can't tell, where things are not resolved. The reason I think is because there's a greater good. It's not you're sitting around doing something, and the process is what's the issue. You're moving towards the goal, and there's always a goal. So there's a timeline, there's initiative, there's something happening that you're moving towards, and you have to resolve it. I think that's very important to realize that when you, in other environments, sometimes the process becomes the goal. And it goes on for years. You might find agreements or conventions taking a lot of years to ratify. And in the end, you don't know what you were doing. You don't know why exactly you were talking about it. It's all past, and the reasons for it have disappeared. In the ICANN model, there's a goal, there's a timeline. We're doing this. And we're moving at internet speed. At least we try to move at internet speed. For the governments, I think that's a problem. It's a real problem, because whereas other areas, you might find 2 years is short. In the ICANN world, 2 years is interminable for a period of time. Next slide. What the GAC does, the GAC gives advice. I think that's something that it, I'm not sure if the other ACs see that as its goal, but I can tell you the GAC, that's their focus. The GAC gives advice. And as you can see there, it's in written form, either via letter, either via communique or some other form. To get to the point of getting this advice, we have a 5-day meeting or intersessional meetings, as the case may be. To get to the point of giving this advice, which may be just a line or two, it takes 80 to 100 countries discussing. You wouldn't believe how many things can be discussed. For those who come to the sessions, I invite you to come to the open sessions and see what's happening, especially the board sessions. You may not understand the dynamics, but you can, if you sit back and watch carefully, you see politics being played off. You see countries pitted against each other in other fora, bringing it to this table here. But what's most important, I want to bring it up to the fellows, is that you see the developing countries now emerging, taking a seat at the table and trying to bring, I think, a sense of order or peace to the process. So I won't name the countries who are battling, but there are certain countries who battle. And then I'm seeing my colleague from Africa. I see my colleague from Comoros there, who has been quite instrumental recently, Karim, to make some effort to bring capacity building to the GAC, to bring some knowledge to the GAC team. Colleagues from not the Latin America we know as Brazil and Argentina, but the smaller countries or the newer countries in the process. And the Caribbean in some cases, trying to bring some kind of calmness and peace. And as my colleague from Senegal said yesterday, GAC is a family. Why are we fighting? Let's not fight. We are family. Please, come on. I think that's very important as a fellow to understand that when you come into a process like ICANN, whatever committee or SO you would like to follow or join, remember it's a family. We're all talking, we're all having a good time after, we're all discussing. We may fight, we may argue. At the end of the day, we're all family, and we're all trying to serve a greater good. Whether it be the ICANN process or the process that of internet governance or IDN issues, etc. But it's something that we're working towards here. It's a greater good. And let's remember that as we come in our process and take it back to our countries and ask our governments or ask our organizations or ask our whoever sending you here to allow me to return so I can continue the work and I can get involved in the process and bring more of my friends here, more of my colleagues, or involve them remotely, because most of the meetings are remotely transmitted now. Get involved in a remote process. Listen. The learnings I have from the GAC, next slide. Is that it? Yeah. The learnings I have from the GAC is that when you're giving advice to a process, advice is something that is considered. It's very, very thought through. And I take that in my own life now, in my own government, in my own work, that giving advice is not something that you just give. I advise in my job. And having learned from the fellowship program to the GAC, giving advice is something that you consult on, you work towards, you ask other stakeholders, what do you think? Do you think it's going to work before you give the advice? I think it's very important turn of mind of how you give advice first. You just give advice. What do you think? Yes, this is what I think. Now I'm giving advice based on, hang on, let me check with my colleagues, let me check with my staff, let me check with my friends, and I come back and give that advice. Very important learning I learned from the GAC and from the fellowship program coming into the GAC. What I'd like to say about the fellowship program as well, as you can see here, we're all from developing countries. Get more people involved. Get your countries involved. Get your friends involved. Get your family involved. This process is not finite. It doesn't end at the meeting. It continues. Get them involved. And I'm going to hand you over to Sasso, who's going to show a process where he got involved and give his experience.
Hi, everyone.
Tracy, I do believe now. You prophesized, and I do believe.
So, my name is Sasho Dimitrioski. I'm coming from Macedonia. I'm also GAC representative of my country. So, I think Tracy explained everything about GAC, how it's functioning. You will have more meetings. Well, you will have more relevant people who will speak about GAC and what is GAC doing. So I will speak more about my experience, how I become GAC member and GAC representative. So everything started from Singapore's meeting. It's less than 1 year when I applied to be a fellow member. And the most important thing is that you should be prepared for those meetings. So you have to know what ICANN is, because you don't have enough time here to learn about ICANN. So I prepared myself even before coming to Singapore meeting. So my advice to you is to use this fellowship program, because I think it's the only right way to be inside ICANN and to see things, to have all relevant people here, to speak with them. And my advice, to use them, find your place, where can you be in ICANN. So because you will be chosen to be fellow second time, even third time, and that's it. And everything will finish after that. So don't run from one meeting to another meeting. Be prepared for the meetings. Find yourself. Try to find your place in some of those constituencies, and try to speak with the relevant people you can find everywhere around you, and try to be part of these constituencies. So on my second meeting in Dakar, I was already part of GAC, and I participated all those meetings. It's my third meeting here. Now I'm under the GAC, so I'm not through the fellowship program. But as I said to you, in less than 1 year, I'm part of ICANN. I'm proud of it, and my advice is try to use your time here to find your place on ICANN, and because you can be always fellows. Thank you.
Sasso did apply for the fellowship program, and he was accepted through the selection committee. I've developed a relationship with Jeannie Ellers and Heather Dryden with the GAC, the same with Gabby Steck and Leslie Kelly with the CCNSO, And so for each of their travel support programs, we all talk to each other because we want to have the maximum number of people supported to come to these meetings. So we have learned how to engage, share names, and make the appropriate decisions. And so for Sasso, he had been encouraged to also apply for the Government Advisory Committee support. They have 20 slots for travel support. You know, the fellowship program, we don't have a number, we have a budget. And so for three meetings a year, I need to divide that budget up depending on the cost of each of the regions and the cities of where that meeting's being held. And so it's a different process for the fellowship program. It's not allotted by person, but by budget and how many we can bring. But with the Government Advisory Committee, I went to Jeannie and I said, please let me know if Sasso was chosen, because there's a duplication. And she said yes. So I was immediately able to bring one more person into the fellowship who had been indeed selected by the committee and had been an alternate. So we really work together in this travel support to make sure we maximize the number of people who can come and you know, be involved in some way. So, Sasso, thank you very much, because you're always a fellow. One sin, you don't get away from me. I grab you back. We are now going to hear from Wilson. Wilson is an alumni of the program and, of course, an active participant of the fellowship for this session as well. And I'd like to hear a little bit about his journey and the work. And so just a minute, I'm going to get your slides right up. And Serena, are you good for remote?
Good morning, everyone, and good afternoon, good evening to those on the remote participation. I'm called Wilson from Uganda. This is my second fellowship. My first was in San Francisco, and my focus will be on not getting to ICANN, okay, because what many of my friends who have presented before have talked about it, but also what we can do for our communities when we get back to our countries, where we come from. I have many profiles. I work at Computer Frontiers, where that's the .tgcc, the company that manages the .tgcc. I'm also the vice chair of our Internet Society chapter in Uganda, which we rejuvenated last year. And I also work for an ISP called Orange as a projects manager. a brief on my experience in San Francisco, and also how I came to join the fellowship program. I got to know about these meetings when I was working at Computer Frontiers in the networks department, and there was an ICANN meeting in Nairobi. Nairobi is in Kenya, which is a country neighboring Uganda. My friend from Computer Frontiers went there and attended. That's when I actually got interested in these meetings, and he shared what had been what had transpired in the meetings, and I feel that we are actually missing a lot, and we can actually make a difference. So I applied for one of the fellowships, which was in Colombia, but I didn't make it because of the delayed flights and all that, and that's why I came to San Francisco. But even after, before hearing about ICANN, I didn't know what to expect. Being from a technical background, I thought they would be talking about IPv6 and DNSSEC and all that. But it turned out that that was just a very small fraction of what was to be in the meetings. And also, but before that, I was invited to the policy webinar update, which I attended. I also tried to attend to look through the ICANN website and all that. And I also remember asking Janice that, me, I'm interested in IPv6. Can you connect with someone who's responsible for IPv6 and going to leave Adoga? But that was just my expectations. The challenges, I had just come from a 16-hour flight from Dubai to San Francisco. And also, in California, the time difference between home and San Francisco is 9 hours, just like here. It was, for the first 2 days, I hardly concentrated in the afternoons because of the jet lag and what. Then there was this big ICANN structure. I looked at it so many times, and I can admit that even up to the end of the meeting, I hadn't understood it. Yeah, then there were also so many meetings, and most of them were actually coinciding with others. But apart from the morning fellowship, after the day, in the evenings, I would be tired, and I don't know which meetings to go for. And basically, the first half of the week was not easy for me. But I managed to gain a lot from the fellowship meetings in the morning, which I really expect us to also make use of, because most of the presentations from the big ICANN structure are actually broken down during the morning meetings. And also, because of what I had expected in the beginning, I managed to attend the working groups and meetings for the constituents that I was interested in, mainly the at-large and the CCNOs and DNSSEC. From the experience gained during the meetings, I made contacts with the other CCTLD operators, with other at-large members, and other civil society organizations, and some of what we've managed to do because of this fellowship is outlined here. And most of it, if not all, is because of the connections I made during the meetings, and also the interactions and all the knowledge gained, and which is actually what we should be aiming at, to transfer this knowledge gained from here back to our communities. We managed to implement DNSSEC for the .UGCCTLD with the help of PCH. PCH is Packet Clearinghouse, a company in California, but helps African regions. We have IPv6 enabled on the .UG name servers. We have managed to rejuvenate the ISOC chapter, where I am the vice chair, and that's also because of the other civil society members that I met here, and we continued interacting after the meetings. I've been participating in many working groups. I'm a co-chair of the WHO survey working group, and I'm also a member of the At Large Academy and all that, and Domain Lock and WHO survey. Those invitations are usually on the mailing list that have become part of, and other calls on the website and all that. And that's how we also get to pay back, because we didn't pay for the trip, but at least we get to participating in these working groups and knowledge sharing. Somehow we pay back for this money that ICANN is spending on us. And other things, we are carrying out many trainings. Actually, immediately I land back to Uganda on Monday. On Tuesday, I'll be back on a 3-week training for IPv6 and DNSSEC and GTLD sensitizations. That's how we can actually influence our communities and also my workmates in the other places where I'm working. But all that may not be achieved by just attending the meetings. We need I've been looking out for mailing lists of interest, where I can participate, and also they include the ALAC, the At-Large Advisory Council, the ICANN newsletter, the IGF, Internet Governance Forums, the regional at-large organizations. For my case, it's AFRALO. Then we need to network during the coffee breaks. That's where I actually get to meet many people that I've been seeing on the mailing list, on the forums, but I actually get to meet them face-to-face and we interact more. And then, just like other presenters have been saying, identify the direction which you want to take and start attending those meetings regularly. For me, it is the at-large community, but for Tracy, it was the GAC and others. It's the CCNSO and many others. But we need to identify them in these first 2 days and focus. Then we also need, I think it's also be good for to have targets that we shall aim at after the meetings. Maybe like for the either there are 3 ICAN meetings, but if you can plan on attending one per year or two per year, between now and the next meeting, you can have, or between now and the rest of the year, you can achieve something in your community, or at least in ICAN. And an example is of what I'm still going to follow up, and maybe all of us can adapt, is we want to plan regular meetings of ICAN fellows in our region, so that we can reevaluate ourselves and what we are using the meetings, the knowledge gained for, and the experience. Then ISOC Uganda will continue participating in their fellow activities, and also the other incident-related activities around our country and our community. I want to advocate for more ICAN representation in my region. I've been looking at the staff members and the structure. There are hardly any ICAN people in sub-Saharan Africa, in Central and in East and Central. Most of them are in the West, in Senegal and the French-speaking countries. So I think that in my part of Africa, it's not well represented, and we need to reach out. Since there's about the new GTLDs, most of us still, and many people still have questions, and there will be more questions even when they've been launched. And other things like training, root servers. We want to, after here, next week, I'll be working on hosting a root server at our local internet exchange point, IPS promotion and the rest. And I feel that by reaching out to the communities where we live and also sharing this knowledge around our countries and our communities and doing these trainings, we are paying back to the money that ICAN has invested in us. It's about $10,000 per alumni or at least more than $5,000 per trip. Thank you. Any questions?
I'm just going to tell you, I'm just like this right now. For the folks online, you know me, I cry at the drop of a pin. Wilson, I cannot tell you how proud I am of you. This usually comes on Friday. The tears and the pride usually comes on Friday. I have to tell you, I am so proud of you. This is such an amazing agenda. The way that you organized your thoughts here to come in to share with these folks at the beginning of their week. And it's also the same, I mean, the encouragement about the preparation, because still now, though we're in it, there's still, you can be sitting in some sessions and start to refresh a little bit. But taking a look at where you started, what you let yourself soak in San Francisco, in spite of jet lag, language barriers, unfamiliarity with the topics, the overwhelming ICANN structure, because you can read it on the webpage, but then when you're in it and everyone's buzzing around you in it, it's so easy to get just defeated and lost. And then to come here with such an aggressive agenda that I know that you mean sincerely to do, this is exactly the next steps for the ambassadorship of the fellows. This is exactly what I would want from a three-time, not a two-time, a three-time fellow. This is it. To take it and say, I can be that representative for areas that ICANN cannot yet reach. Because Am Rochelle can only do so much. Bahara can only do so much. I'm just proud of you. And just any single thing that we can do from ICANN, from the fellowship program. Please continue to communicate. You've been awesome communicating with me, with what you've been doing, but I am just absolutely over the top with what you have planned, and I would love to partner and help you to pull this off, as well as to talk to ICANN staff, like our security training and CCTLD training, to see what we can do to help support you in this. So thank you. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ambrose Ruyoka is my name. I come from Uganda. I'm the GAC representative. I want to thank ICANN for having Wilson as a fellow last year. There are things that hasn't said, which I maybe he didn't want to say them. But from the time we came back last year in March, we worked with him as the government to develop, one, the IPv6 strategy, for the national strategy for transitioning from IPv4 to IPv6. We've developed that, and he has been our lead technical facilitator. When we work with academia to go to sensitize about IPv6, Wilson is our lead technical facilitator. And he didn't say that, but to us, he's working a lot to help us as a government. Two, we are developing a policy or a strategy, call it, for the stakeholder involvement of our CCTLD, because currently it's being managed by a private individual, and we are trying to work on our stakeholder involvement in the management. And he's been helpful in the developing of that strategy as well. So I want to add my voice to thank you for the support that was presented. And for the last 12 months, we've bothered him a lot in that whatever comes up, whenever my permanent secretary asks me that, Ambrose, what are you saying about this, about ICANN, about ISOC, about IPv6, I quickly make a call to Wilson, and within no minute he's in my office, and and we have a brief to make. So thank you so much, Wilson, and I want to thank the fellowship program for facilitating this process. Thank you.
Thank you for this presentation. It's really interesting, simple, and really good. I have a simple question. Is it, do you have a, I want to know if there's already a kind of a network, a regional network in Africa for ICANN fellows, for instance?
For the record, for the folks on participation, can you say your name and where you're from? It's helpful for the folks that are listening.
Okay. Sorry, I'm Pascal Bukono from Cameroon.
It's okay. Could you please repeat your question?
Okay, I want to know if there is already a kind of network for ICANN fellows in Africa, because for post-meeting targets, something like that.
No, not any of. I know not or not yet. But Janice was trying to talk on it last year from the community wiki, and that's where we hope to meet. I'm sure it will be revived in the next few months, and that's where it will be. That's where we shall get to know more of each other, and then we shall revive it from the community wiki on the ICANN website.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Fantastic. Thank you so much, Wilson, and thank you, Sasso and Tracy. Diana will be sharing her experience on Friday because I didn't want her to rush through it. We are just a couple minutes away from the welcome ceremony, and the president of Costa Rica, our president and CEO, as well as the chairman of the board, doing the welcome ceremony in La Paz, so I didn't want Diana to rush through hers, so we're going to speak with her on Friday. And so, everyone, thank you so much for your attention and your participation. Tracy, I found it interesting in our post-discussion because you were mentioning about when you're getting advice, right?
and the working together of the different groups, and we just witnessed the working of CCTLD, the GAC, you know, ISOC, ICANN as a whole, you know, everything working together. It's not about the group that you're in and staying in that silo. It's about advice amongst and making sure everything's being covered. So it was a great example. So, guys, have a little bit more coffee, finish up what you're doing, but I do want everybody to, about 5 minutes, be across the street for the welcome ceremony. I'm online all day. If you need any advice from me or one of the alumni about how your agenda's going or some more advice about how the sessions are going, please write to us because we're online. The alumni and I are here to help you. So write to the full list or write to me or the alumni you're comfortable with. But do not get lost in the day. We're all here to help get you through it. Okay? So Gabby is saying that she is online as well, so please to use and abuse her. Thank you for everybody on remote participation. Thank you for Serena to doing it. Have a great day, everybody.
I was going to barge in and say there is a current collaboration platform that is set up called icannfellows.com. You can go to it and in the interim network until such time as the wiki is set up. Thanks.